I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Sex slavery exists in Ghana. Virgin girls as young as 8 are handed over by their families to local shrines. The girls then become sex and labor slaves to shrine priests. Their families do this to get sins forgiven. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster is in Ghana right now with a team of 4 American women ministering to former shrine slaves. Rouster explains their goals.
To help the women with vocational training and also to share Christ.
Vocational training includes jewelry making and sewing. Would you want to join a team to Ghana? Their contact information is at our website. Next, church burnings and death threats. It's what a South Asian pastor is going through right now. Gospel for Asia recently reported a fanatical group in Pastor Nakul's village is encouraging villagers to kill him. The same group set his church on fire last month. The fanatics tried to get police to shut down ongoing worship services, but their ploy failed. Pastor Nakul's mission to share the gospel hasn't been stopped. Pray for his safety. And while the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia, are months away, one ministry is already recruiting people to join them in outreach. SOAR International Ministries is partnering with Russian Inland Mission. Speaking through an interpreter, the director of Russia Inland Mission, Vladimir Smoylov, says,
our main goal is to organize and lead Christian fun zones.
Those fun zones will be operated by local churches.
The most important part of it, that people will not just have a great emotional time, but they will be able to get to know more about God.
Join me on the trip. You can find information at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, and it's free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org and sign up. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.